Let's say good morning to Elise Jordan.
Good morning, Casey.
How you doing?
Very well. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
I am glad to have you on the program. You've been working really hard out there. And Elise, maybe you could tell us, you're an AmeriCorps Vista. What is an AmeriCorps Vista?
Well, for those of you who don't know of AmeriCorps Vistas, I am the fourth AmeriCorps to work out of the Lincoln County Commission on Children and Families under the mentorship of Barbara Doherty, the director there. And this has been a three-year ordeal. So there was one AmeriCorps in 2010, two in 2011, and then now myself working on homelessness issues in our county. And this is a federal program that started back under President Kennedy to help build capacity around social service programs and ultimately allow communities to sustain their projects through volunteerism, grants, and just being embraced by their community in general.
Seems like the AmeriCorps Vistas that I've had on the program, you've all been wonderful contributors to the community, great, intelligent people who are full of compassion. You're like that. When you were in college, does it just so happen that college graduates seem to jump into the AmeriCorps Vista role? I mean, is it limited to college graduates or...
To be a VISTA, you have to... VISTA, the acronym stands for Volunteer in Service to America. Okay. So I always tell people it's like the domestic version of the Peace Corps. And you have to be a college graduate with a four-year degree, and you have to have the commitment to helping relieve poverty. And it's a one-year commitment, and they... this program is nationwide, all the way from Vermont to Hawaii. And people focus on many different issues, depending on their area of interest. I am a social worker, and this was, definitely my calling.
And your degree emphasis was?
Macro policy, social
work. Macro policy, social work.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is really a great segue for you, especially in your emphasis of study.
Absolutely. You know, I am learning every day. There is just so much. The complexity of homelessness, considering the recession and the amount of veterans who are coming back. I mean, there is just such a huge complexity around this issue right now, more than ever. So mm-hmm. This has just been a really exciting time to get engaged in Lincoln County's social service programs mm-hmm. and specific projects related to homelessness. So it's been a thrill to work with the community at large. They're just, everybody here has a very neighborly way of helping out. And I'm just really grateful to be here.
Elise, before we get into this complex issue, I did want you to emphasize about how the VISTA program really asks you to be in a poverty state when you participate in the program. Can you talk about that? I mean, does that mean it's just down to the fact that you don't get paid very much money to do this?
Yeah, it's not your typical 9-to-5 job. You know, we are given a modest living stipend so as to live in poverty and you know, have that experience on a fixed income. So, you know, I make about $375 every pay period, which is 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so you can imagine, and we're not allowed to supplement that income under our contract.
You can't work a second job,
you
basically.
You can't work a second job. And so pretty limited. We do get food stamps, which helps supplement the income, but it's definitely been a challenge and a learning experience, and it's very humbling to have lived just incredibly. I feel impoverished, that's for sure. And you know, they tell you that going into this, so it's not like a big surprise, but at the same time, it's definitely a learning experience and something you have to transition into and kind of work within your means.
Well, I really appreciate that you are making the sacrifice to contribute in this way. And I know things can be tough for you at times. I was talking to my wife. I was saying, I have Elise coming on the program tomorrow, and I know it's really difficult for her to make ends meet sometimes. But the thing is you are really on the ground. You're seeing things from a perspective that, unfortunately, a lot of our community does get to see, but a lot that don't. And so you can really relate to some of the challenges you're actually seeing out there. And I don't seem like anyone who's really going to walk away from this. And I know going through college, I remember working 2 and 3 jobs, and
totally.
Times were tough, but it's really putting you there on the ground. So
it is.
Thank
it
you
is.
For that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really different perspective, but I'll never forget it for as long as I live.
Okay. Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, and we have with us today Elise Jordan. She's in AmeriCorps Vista working on homelessness issues with the Lincoln Commission on Children and Families. We're back, Elise.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Elise, I know one of the things you've been working on is kind of creating that portal, homelessnessinlincolncounty.com. And the website's finally shaped up very nicely. Of course, we had a link to a portal that contained a lot of the information. And maybe just as an overview, what's the website trying to accomplish?
Well, it's really trying to be a one-stop hub online for folks to access resources to what is available in our county in terms of public benefits, youth resources, our Project Homeless Connect event information, importantly, the 10-year plan to end homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
There's Twitter updates that are coming pretty much every day. There's just an amazing array of links to other services and programs in our county that people who are either homeless, at risk of becoming homeless, or someone who knows someone who is homeless can access to get emergency shelter, food, you know, housing, and just general information.
When we look at Project Homeless Connect, I think we can make some sort of analogies between the site and the event. Can you talk about the event and tie it into the site? Because isn't the event really been designed? I know you've said that it's designed to connect people, but it's also designed to put all the services under one umbrella. And that's a challenge, isn't it? I mean, you find yourself in a critical situation. Where do you get the services? Where do you get help if it does exist out there?
Exactly. Project Homeless Connect is a place where volunteers and over 50 service providers can gather under one roof one day to basically access anything and everything that our county has to offer. And this is actually going to be coming up again on May 17th in Lincoln City. It will be the second annual Project Homeless Connect in North County, Lincoln City. And the event is really all-encompassing. I love what Bill Hall said about the community living room, in that, you know, if our neighbor is having a challenge or in tragedy, you would take your neighbor in and offer them a cup of coffee and mm-hmm. ask them, what do they need? How can I help? And that's what's so neat about this event, is that it puts our community in touch with the reality, the real face of homelessness, in that it's not your what you see on the street if somebody is flying a sign. We have so many families who are homeless in this county, and on the brink of becoming homeless. And so the beauty of Project Homeless Connect is that our community can really see the face of those that are in the most amount of need and could benefit from services that perhaps they didn't know existed.
This is the second annual Connect. How many Project Homeless Connect events have taken place in Central County?
Five. The last one was...
Up to five now.
Yeah. The last one was in October of 2010. Mm-hmm. And we served over 189 individuals that day. And it was really a neat thing to help coordinate and be a part of because of the amount of people who got involved, not only to donate, you know, new socks, but to come out there and spend the day and take an individual, a guest, through the event and hear their story. And that really hit home for me.
Yeah. Do you find for individuals that volunteer, especially as a chaperone, I'm not sure exactly what term you use for that individual, but they make a connection, and as part of that connection, seeing the difference between individuals in a very acute situation, families that are borderline, that have maybe just fallen into homelessness, you really get to see the true face of the condition people are in.
Absolutely. You know, when I got to act as a, we use the term escort, and take
escort.
A couple through the event, you know, they didn't need to get a haircut or a flu shot. They were there to find out about what pet services were available for their dog who was having some health conditions. They were also there to get an eye screening through the Lions Club van. We had a community meal together. We did some drumming. I heard about their story. Very much an at-risk population there. And so there's just such a wide array of folks that come for various reasons. And in escorting a guest through the event, you really get an appreciation for the challenges and the barriers that these individuals in our community are facing.
One of the things the website does is it gives an online form that folks can fill out if they want to volunteer in Lincoln City. Is that true?
Absolutely. So if you're interested to find out more or to get involved, you can access homelessinlincolncounty.com and you will be able to fill out the application online, or you can view a short 3-minute clip video about the last Project Homeless Connect to kind of get a snapshot of what it is that we accomplished that day.
HomelessInLincolnCounty.com is this web portal. It seems to me that a lot of the information that was, you know, in previous versions of this has been distilled down as a result of 211. Maybe one want to give a shout out for 211. Can you talk about why 211 and how that's maybe helped provide a portal as well?
Oh, absolutely. We just had our 1-year celebration for the rollout of 211 in Lincoln County. There's a link to the 211 website where people can search online, or you can call. I think it's up to 6 p.m. During the day. And you can talk to a social worker on the other line who has a complete database of resources for folks, so that no matter what it is that they're seeking, they can get referrals and information. And the website is seeking to kind of categorize, you know, all the different types of services available, so that people who need to get an emergency food box know where to go. People who want to learn more about the Newport Warming Center can access their website on this website. So it's really a resource hub.
So it's the two are kind of redundant. In many cases, we link to 211, correct? But as far as homelessness in particular, of course, there are a lot of social services available to people for different types of needs. This focuses on homelessness in Lincoln County. And there's a fill-out form there. Just real quickly, a variety of types of volunteer opportunities at Project Homeless Connect coming up?
Yeah, there's a bunch going to be coming up. And also, we need, you know, I know the Lincoln City Community Center has a box. So if you want to donate new socks or, you know, toothpaste, those types of things that you can't get used, we're doing a collection of those, as well as signing up to volunteer at the day of the event. And it's going to be a really excellent community tradition that our fabulous steering committee in Lincoln City has really embraced and is just running with it. There's just so much leadership in Lincoln City. I'm really happy to be working with that team. And so if you want to find out more, just visit homelessinlincolncounty.com, and you'll see at the cross tabs Project Homeless Connect, along with things for health and hunger, youth, emergency shelter, and volunteer opportunities as well.
Well, thank you, Elise. Appreciate everything you do. How much longer do we have you in the role of VISTA?
I will be serving this community until the end of August. And then I plan to stick around. This coast is it's a special club, and I'm happy to be a part of this community. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Elise. And if you do want to reach Elise, I believe your contact information is on the website as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You can find her there. Of course, you'll see the phone number where you can reach her at 541-265-9833.
9883.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in participating in the upcoming second annual Project Homeless Connect in Lincoln City, this is where you can do it, at homelessinlincolncounty.com. Fill out that form. So I do want to remind you that coming up next week on the program here on the Cup, we are going to have our director of Veteran Services, John Reed. He'll be on the program, and we're certainly looking to talking to him about all the amazing work he does for Lincoln County and Veteran Services. So thanks for listening today. We'll see you at the same time, same place next week on KCUP.